The crisis engulfing the national broadcaster is deepening, with more reports emerging of alleged political interference. News Corporation papers are reporting that the ABC chairman, Justin Milne, wanted the ABC's political editor, Andrew Probyn, gone. The allegations come a day after explosive reports that Mr. Milne told the ABC's former managing director, Michelle Guthrie, to sack economics correspondent Emma Alberici. The former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has declared he did not give the ABC chairman, Justin Milne, instructions on any matter during his time as Prime Minister. Eliza Borello reports.
Malcolm Turnbull has been in New York since shortly after his ousting as Prime Minister last month. He's remained active on Twitter, but has otherwise kept a relatively low media profile. But last night, another leadership crisis, the one involving the ABC, thrust him back into the spotlight as he attended an anti-tobacco event.
At any stage did you give instructions to the ABC chairman regarding journalists or content?
I've been given no instructions. I gave no instructions to the ABC chairman on any matter.
The ABC is an independent media organisation funded by the Australian government. The Governor-General appoints the ABC board on the recommendation of the government, and the board appoints the managing director. On Monday, the board sacked the managing director, Michelle Guthrie. On Tuesday, Fairfax Media reported the board's chairman, Justin Milne, who was appointed on the Turnbull government's recommendation, had instructed Ms. Guthrie to sack the ABC's economics correspondent, Emma Alberici. The alleged reason the government did not like her. The report outraged ABC staff, who say if it's true, it amounts to political interference. The presenter of the ABC's Insiders program, Barry Cassidy, has told Channel 10 he's been shocked by the whole affair.
Because when you get a situation where the chairman says that the government hates a particular journalist and therefore it's in the ABC's interest, forget about Emma. The words were, we need to save the ABC, not Emma, and there's no guarantee that this government won't be re-elected. Then how do you think a staff we feel if the chairman's view is that he's prepared to throw a journalist overboard so that he keeps sweep with the government?
Now, a second report has emerged, this time from Sydney's Daily Telegraph, saying Mr. Milne also wanted the head of the ABC's political editor, Andrew Probyn, because Malcolm Turnbull hated him. Malcolm Turnbull says it's incorrect to suggest he wanted either reporter sacked.
I've never called for anybody to be fired.
He says the concerns he did have been aired publicly.
The complaints that I made and the government made about the ABC during my time as Prime Minister related to the accuracy and of its journalism.
Both Emma Alberici and Andrew Probyn remain employed by the ABC. The Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, has tasked the Secretary of his department with investigating the veracity of the Fairfax report, saying it's important the community has confidence in the independence of the ABC. Labor wants a Senate inquiry, saying Mr. Fifield's departmental one is compromised because he too had made complaints about the ABC.
Eliza Borello reporting. An AM contacted the ABC chairman, Justin Milne, for comment. He's declined the opportunity this morning.